Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to our sanctuary, a sanctuary for skeptics and doubters where all questions are treated with respect. Here's a question that comes my way often. More correctly put, it's kind of a question, but phrased in the form of a comment. I believe in God, but the very notion of people making a living out of talking about God, such as pastors and other full-time ministers, making a living out of talking about God, being paid to talk about God, that seems distasteful and hypocritical. Well, my friend, I sympathize with your concern. I really do. All of us, including many of us Christians, have had the experience of hearing pastors talk far too much about money, especially when the church is going through some kind of building program. As for tele-evangelists, they tend to emphasize contributions until the rest of us are sick to our stomachs. Having said that, let's face it, all ideologies get misrepresented. Not all pastors overemphasize money, even though they are being paid. However, the spirit of this question seems to take issue with them being paid at all. The idea behind full-time ministry, you need to understand, is to free somebody up financially to pay greater and undivided attention to spiritual matters. The truth is, pastors and other full-time ministers get a bad rap, and this suspicious reputation generally finds origin in a person's biases toward religion or negative experience within the church. If one begins with the assumption that God doesn't exist, or that the Bible is not true, or that God is not making himself known today, obviously they will see no use for a person who seeks to bring us closer to God. Think for a moment. Aren't these assumptions that can be questioned, or do you personally really know for a fact that your assumptions are based upon truth? If, on the contrary, God has chosen to reach people through people, then those who do so full-time are involved with a very respectable vocation. Okay, Bob, maybe, sure, I guess, but do they have to bring money into it? Actually, we are all familiar with many altruistic jobs, a lot of them having nothing to do with God per se, careers that exist still for the sole purpose of helping others. Doctors, counselors, psychologists, teachers, lawyers. Well, at least honest lawyers. Not only do these professions make money, some of them make a good deal of money. Still, we assume, for the most part, that such individuals chose their work out of a desire to genuinely help others. What then is the difference between the careers I just mentioned and a full-time Christian minister? I'll tell you the difference. Are you ready? The former will charge a fee for their services. Either that or they'll be paid for out of your tax dollars. The minister charges nothing. He charges nothing. He may ask for a donation, but the donation is voluntary. And yet, he's accused of being a moneymaker while the others get a free pass. Just something to think about. Just Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.